Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we are live in Seattle, Washington on a beautiful sunny afternoon, December 11th, 2017. So today we're going to talk about a whole range of subjects. I've had a lot of emails from people asking questions, and we'll get into those. But our subject is how to be a superstar, how to find your intuitive partners. We're going to touch on that a little bit. It's ahead of a webinar I'm offering on December 19th. Great opportunity to find out what's going on in the world with your different partners and why you would like to have those partners. So I'm here every Monday to help you really live the fact that we are all intuitives and healers, and we just need to learn how to use those skills. And it's very practical and very inspiring when we tap into our intuitive and healing abilities. So we cover a lot of things on my show, and I love to take callers. If you have a comment or question on today's subject or on something else, you're welcome to call in. And also, if you'd like a reading, you're welcome to call in for that. The number is 202-570-7057. And if you're shy, you're welcome to email me at my website, robinfritz.com. RobynFritz.com, robin@robinfritz.com, or send me a note on Messenger at Facebook at my business page, The Practical Intuitive Robin M. Fritz. So as we get into today's topic, I'd like to start, as I always do each week, with a quick meditation with the crystal phallon, a citrine Lemurian quartz. Phallon is a rare power crystal, very ancient, a healer and a truth bringer. And he comes with me on the show to help you really tap your intuitive and healing abilities. And so in this quick exercise, as we get you grounded and balanced in the space with us today, releasing the cares of the day to really get into this time, which is for you, imagine that you're connecting to Phallon in the way that your intuition works best. So you may hear him chat with you, you may feel his energy, you may see pictures, all kinds of pictures, or you may simply know that he's connected with you in this space today. So as you take your attention to the top of your head, this is where we're going to start really pulling in mind, body, and spirit here in this time for you to take care of yourself today. And starting at the top of your head, as you breathe down your body, just let the cares of the day, any blocks that you feel, just disappear. Top of your head, breathe down your face, your neck, your shoulders, chest, hips, knees, and feet. Top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And just feel that energy whirling down through your body, clearing you out. And now at the bottom of your feet, imagine that Phallon, who's currently in the shape of a crystal ball, kind of a pale goldish light, which is the citrine in the Lemurian quartz, is rotating outside your body. And as it rises up outside your body, just imagine that it's filling you with healthy, positive energy, just with each beat of your heart, it's flooding you with warmth and healing energy for you to do with as you need today. So starting at your bottom of your feet, moving up past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your neck, your face, and the top of your head, your crown chakra. So you may notice during the show that you're slightly lightheaded, and usually that's the crown chakra wide open. Fallon is a very powerful energy. For many years, there were people who just couldn't handle him in his current form, which is one reason why they sadly turned him into a crystal ball. But at the end of the hour, we will ground you back in with into your body solidly with an energy healing technique from a goddess that I met. So as we get into the show today, again, I'd like to invite you to call in with questions, with comments, with your insights into all things intuitive and healing, or if you'd like a quick reading, 202-570-7057. So in choosing subjects to talk about each week on the show and to talk about with special guests that I occasionally bring on, my goal is to help you realize that the world and the universe that we live in is much larger than we imagine. And one thing that I hear frequently from people is how lonely they are. And not just people who live alone, like I do with animals, or even in a family. It's even walking around in the world. I hear, even just this weekend, somebody said to me, I just feel like I don't belong here. I feel like I'm not home. Where is home? And part of that is our ancient connections to what happened in the distant past, and the fact that a lot of us aren't from here originally. But the other part is that we as humans tend to think of ourselves as at the top of the food chain. And of course, in many ways we are. We look at all the cities that we build and what we do with the planet. We do because we want to. But the other aspect of that is that we feel cut off from the rest of the planet. That we don't realize that our self-proclaimed ability to be caretakers and guardians of the planet is actually how it works. And by thinking of ourselves as above other beings instead of equal with them, we feel alone here on the planet. We feel alone in the universe, that there can't be life out there like us. There can't be something else like that. And that is a very lonely and disassociating, if you will, mindset, because what it does is reinforce that concept that we are alone, when in fact we're not. And we're also, by not being alone, we're also not tapping the skill sets that we could use to not just improve our lives, but make them the best that they can be. And that's what we're all here for, you know. And I say practically every show that our souls are eternal, that they take bodies to grow their souls, or they take a form to grow their souls, because everything you look at around you is alive. And I know that's kind of mind-boggling, because, you know, I'm looking at my desk here, and I'm looking outside at the hillside here, where wild animals roam, even in the wintertime, and you think, how can that possibly be connected to us? But we're not alone in the world. We think we are. And it isn't just our human and animal families, and there are a lot. We can feel more connected to ourselves, to the planet, and to the universe, and tap our own abilities and grow our souls by recognizing that we have partners out there. And I call them our intuitive partners, because we don't always think about them in any other way than tapping into them intuitively. And so these intuitive partners are beings that are here to support us and to support themselves as we each move forward on this quest of learning to love ourselves, learning to grow our souls together, and learning to just have fun and experience the world in all its beauty and great mystery of so many things on our planet. So part of how I describe this process of tapping into your intuitive partners is a process I call mindset alchemy. And it's creating partnerships with all life. Now, Alchemy West is actually the legal name of my business here in Seattle, Washington, the name I took to incorporate my business. And I was, you know, kind of really surprised when I did that, because I know I'm used to talking with all kinds of things, and I was trying to come up with a name to use to incorporate my business as well as to advertise who I am. And I realized that I was trying to force the issue. I was trying to tell it what it was. And I was sitting there one night, and this was years ago, and I went, I should just ask my business what its name is. So I said, hello, I'm having trouble coming up with a name for you. Do you have a name for yourself? And I apologize for not asking sooner. And immediately it came back, Alchemy West. And I'm like, what the heck? Alchemy. You know, it's like that old mysticism, that old idea of some wizard with a pointy cap in a dark cave somewhere. And oh, my God. And it wasn't the modern kind of thing I wanted, but it was quick to point out that West meant that we're talking about the idea of Western as being a new way of growing and living in the world and building on something new as opposed to the ancient traditions that we consider Eastern. So I was, okay, I'll go with that. And that is officially the name of my company. But it also is a process that you can use when you're out there in your business life and you're trying to come up with a product to sell, a package for clients, even a way of doing things differently, is by simply tapping into your intuitive abilities to talk with your business, to talk with the package you're wrapping, to talk with a computer program that you're creating. We'll talk about this some more after the break, but if you'd like to call in and comment on your experience with tapping your intuitive partners or get a quick reading, it's 202-570-7057. We'll be right back.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. at Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for OM Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code EarthlightGems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, you know, your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington. Again, if you'd like to talk about your intuitive partners or get a quick reading, call in to 202-570-7057 or email me if you're shy at my website, robin@robinfritz.com, or connect with me on Facebook at The Practical Intuitive. So I wanted to give you a heads up on this idea of, you know, being your own superstar by tapping into your intuitive partners. We are not alone in the world. We just think we are. And we miss out on the opportunities to not just grow our souls, but to grow in a practical way, to improve our bottom line income-wise, to improve our family lives, to improve our neighborhoods and our cities. Simply by reaching out and realizing that there's more to the world than we think of or know for the most part, and it's really time for us to stop and think about how we can tap into our different intuitive partners. Now, there are a couple of things that people use to help them develop their intuitive and their healing abilities, and two of those. Tarot and astrology. Now, I don't practice either one of those disciplines, but I have friends who do, and there are pros and cons. And the pros are that these people who are well-trained and who have spent a lot of time researching these subjects, like astrology, like tarot, really find these different forms of intuitive development to be very supportive in helping them get to the bottom of an issue they're exploring, to give them additional insight into an issue. And it's all part of that package of trying to be the best that we can be in our lives. The hesitation of that would be my same hesitation with the use of pendulums. Now, a lot of people like pendulums, and I've used them myself in workshops, and I'm not saying not to use them or not to use tarot or astrology in your life. I'm just telling you to think about how you put it into perspective, because I have met people who can't make a decision without checking in with a pendulum or getting a reading or whatever it is with tarot or astrology. And that's carrying a little bit far, I think. But again, you know, everybody has to do what feels right to them. The question is, are you depending on some outside source, even your intuitive partner, to make up all of your decisions for you so that you don't have to take responsibility for it? Or are you adding one additional element in there that gives you a broader perspective of things? Because that's really where we reach our maturity as humans and as growing souls, is pulling in all of the different things that we can use to make our lives better. So the person, I do know people who take their pendulums with them, and they can't even pick out a shampoo or a candy bar without standing there in the aisle and letting the pendulum choose from them. And I have to stop and think, okay, where did they lose the ability to trust themselves? And that's one of the things that we really need to know in this world, and that comes back again, time and time again, to our choice and our ability to love ourselves. To love ourselves alive and to love ourselves after we die. And love means a lot of things. It's no nonsense. It takes a look at our mistakes and says, hey, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Let's learn and grow from them. But it's accepting ourselves and all of our faults. And love is also brave and bold enough to look outside of ourselves and see where we can get a hand up, as well as how we can offer a hand up. Now, if you like to use pendulums and that's part of your decision-making process, I say go for it. Great. You know, just go for it. If it's part of the process and not something that's a crutch for you, and a lot of people do use things like that for crutches, and that's where you want to stop and think and realize that you are perfectly capable on your own to make decisions, to grow things, to grow your decision-making abilities, and it's okay to make a mistake. We learn from mistakes. The cycle of becoming our best is a cycle of growing through multiple mistakes and learning from them as we continue to grow. And a lot of people like to pick a card, and there are a bunch of oracle decks and so on out there, and people like to pick a card every day. That's great. It's wonderful. It's a way for you to stop and realize that there's more going on in your life than getting up and going to work and coming home and taking care of things. And there's something deeper involved in that. And this is part of bringing the sacred as well as the intuitive and healing skills back into your life. But there's another aspect of this, and I'm going to get into it in my webinar next week, while I'm also bringing my Crystal Rock sponsor on to talk about crystal partners that we can use to develop our partnership. But I want to tell you about a really practical story, and that's the story of how I acquired the desk that I use at my work. Now, this desk is enormous. It's probably the biggest desk anybody ever made for one person. And it's an L-shaped desk, and in the corner, in the middle where the two ends come together, we created a computer keyboard and blah, 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 all of this stuff. But it's huge, and I designed it for the space in my office, so it fits perfectly, and it's always like deep in manuscripts, deep in notes for different things that I'm doing. It's always covered. And they kept telling me, well, you don't need a desk that big. And I'm going like, yes, I do. First of all, I'm messy. And secondly, I like having this huge desk around me. Well, the problem was that I kept looking for a desk. And I was going to stores and I couldn't find a desk that just felt right. I actually bought one, brought it home, and discovered that, no, this is just not going to work. And so finally, I took my own advice. And this is where I'd like you to think about how you can do something really practical like this, which is like so far out there, it's magnificent. I simply said, hey, you know, where's my desk? Where are you out there? I need you to come and find me because I'm having trouble finding you. Right after that, I ran into a little company here in Seattle that builds desks to order. And after going around and around, I sat down with them and, you know, they designed for me what I wanted, put it together. And honestly, it wasn't that expensive. It was just a matter of finding a little store that would build something for me, ordered it, made it out of the materials I wanted. So it looks like silvery color. And I was pretty satisfied on my way home that day, but I was kind of like, huh, I wonder if I did the right thing. When all of a sudden I heard this voice that said, hi, I'm your desk. And I was like, awesome, thank goodness. So, hi desk, are you the desk that I just ordered? Yes, and my name is Hotshot, and I'm going to make you rich. Well, I like that. I like the name Hot Shot, and I liked feeling that it was going to make me rich. But what I really liked was that there it was, very clearly stepping up to the plate to be my partner in my work. And Hot Shot has been here now for almost 10 years, maybe longer, thinking 10 years, and has been magnificent. My two cats have loved it. All the materials, I've written a number of books with this desk. I'm doing my show from this desk. And the thing that I like about it is that I did wait to ask it to show up for me. And because my intuition runs towards seeing, feeling, hearing, and knowing, but mostly hearing and knowing, I was very pleased to get that validation that it, you know, stepped up to the plate and was willing to chat with me and tell me what its goals were to help me. And then, of course, I had to turn around and say, okay, so how can I support you? Because if everything is alive, everything has a soul, everything has consciousness and a job to do and a responsibility to do it and free choice and opinions, you know, then our lives become a lot more complicated because we have to consider other beings. But it also becomes more fascinating because it was like, okay, Hotshot, what do I need to support you in your job of supporting me? And mostly it was things like putting some lavender and a couple of Himalayan salt lamps on here next to the computer screen and basically thanking it at the end of the day for being there and supporting me in my work. And those of you who are out there searching for ways to feel connected in the world, this is one way that you can do that, by simply asking what you need to show up and make itself known to you, however your intuition works. Now, we'll talk about that more after the break. If you'd like to call in, 202-570-7057.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we are live in Seattle, Washington, December 11th, 2017. So we're almost to the end of the year. So I've been talking about our intuitive partnerships and how we can be superstars, and telling the story of my desk, Hotshot, and, you know, how we created this partnership together. So as you're thinking about, you know, the partners that you could create, you know, a lot of people are thinking, well, okay, there's animal totems. Definitely, you know, a lot of people like animal totems. That's great, right? Crystals are great. You know, I'll always go for crystals. And I had an interesting experience with crystals last week, and I had my crystal expert Kim Valines on a week or so ago, and we were talking about crystals that support us in our development and crystals that we liked, and we talked about celestite. And I just had this conversation with a client last week who just like, I'm not going to look at crystals, Robin, so don't bring it up. But what was interesting is of course, I have Fallon, and Fallon and I are partners in a very different way because we've been partners through many lifetimes. And it's just our relationship is just different than with other crystals. And I like crystals because they're bright, shiny, and I'm kind of a magpie kind of person, liking bright, shiny objects. I like the grounding aspects of them that I particularly needed when I was really working intensely with weather and land systems. And they're just gigantic energy systems that we have trouble connecting with and staying grounded. So I use those for grounding and balancing. And a lot of people use them for healing different things. And you can buy any one of a number of crystal books and look for healing. But what surprised me about myself was that I didn't always stop to think about the actual real life physical things that celestite can help with, or any crystal can help with. You know, there are crystals that I bought that are supposed to support your eyes, supposed to support, you know, healing ulcers, Shiva Lingam for fertility if you're trying to have babies, although it has other uses as well. And while I know those are real and valid, I never actually thought about them in terms of actual physical things that crystals can support, even though I use them all the time in clearing space and so on and so forth, or helping people develop their intuition by working with crystals. So Kim mentioned celestite as keeping a big chunk of celestite by her bed for helping with sleep. And I thought, huh, I hadn't heard that about celestite. And I don't sleep very well. So that night I was going to bed and I thought, wait, I'm going to try that. And I have this gigantic piece of celestite that I absolutely adore that I keep in my office and have kept in my office for 10 plus years. And that night I moved it to my bed. And every single night since then, I've slept really well and deeply. I had to laugh at myself because it was like, well, I didn't know that, but actually didn't even quite believe it. Right. So I'm just pointing out that we all have flaws, even those of us who teach how to use your intuition and your healing abilities. We all just like need to take things one step further down the road. So that's why I'm encouraging you to sit here and not think, wow, she's crazy that she let Hotshot this desk talk to her. But my work has improved substantially since Hotshot showed up on the scene. And I don't feel so alone because I can walk into my office every single day, and I know that this being that came to me in the form of a desk is growing its soul in partnership with me as I'm growing mine in partnership with it. And together we're making our contribution to the world, however that looks like for us on any given day. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to feel that connection. And if you remember back to the beginning of the show today, I was talking about how so many people don't feel connected to anything out there. And you can see what's happening in the world even today with the bombing in New York City. I mean, come on, people. You know, how many alienated people are there out there with these crazy ideas that they have to hurt other people? But isn't it really for so many of us that we just don't feel connected to anything? And we try, we're connected to our animals, we're connected to our human families, we're connected to the neighbors and friends. But on that deeper level of really feeling like that empty space in us that wants a partner, that wants a connection, doesn't have to be empty. You just have to look around you at the things that can help you fill you up. So if a pendulum works for you in moderation, yay. Tarot, astrology, crystals, yay. If you walked into my home and office, what you would see here is lavender everywhere, salt lamps everywhere, pictures of my kids, crystals everywhere. And they all remind me on a daily basis that I have chosen to add things into my life that remind me every single day all day long that I am part of a larger whole, that I am never alone, that none of us are ever alone, because we have not just other humans, but we have these partners, and they can be just our intuitive partners, what I think of as connected in the mind, body, and spirit, which is what my show is all about, connecting mind, body, and spirit. So, and there's a reason. There's a reason why this can be more important to us now and easier for us now, and that's because energy has changed. Now, a lot of people know about energy. We know about Reiki and I think, what was it, Healing Touch is a friend of mine just did that, natural force healing. There's all different kinds of energy systems out there. But energy changed in about 2007. The energy that people work with, okay, is, as in Reiki, as in these different systems, is energy that we basically forced to work with us. We reached out and grabbed it and we told it to work with us. And instead, energy changed. And I noticed this because I was curious about Reiki, and I did Reiki levels 1, 2, and 3 with somebody I trusted, who was pretty open to me at the time, you know, because I was like the only person in the world who was working with volcanoes and oil slicks and hurricanes and gardens and things like that. Only person that I knew, only person I still know, that does that kind of thing the way that I do it, in partnership. But in 2007, Reiki wasn't cutting it for my kids or for me. It was interesting. I wanted to know where energy came from. And I saw it spiraling out of the universe. You know, and I was working with my oldest dog, Murphy, at the time, who has since died in 2012. And I was hands-on, and we were sitting in the bed, and she's lying there, and she's just really not liking the Reiki. None of my kids really liked the Reiki. The cat liked Reiki because I used her in a class, and so she felt like she was entitled, so Grace pretty much didn't want the dogs to have Reiki. But none of them really responded that well to it. They would get up and run. So I asked the universe, is there a form of energy that would come and work for me and my family? Not upset the equilibrium here, but actually be useful to us, that I wouldn't force, that would literally come. And I watched it. I watched it come. It was in the spiral that looks like DNA, and it just came. And it didn't go through me, as like different people will channel energy through them, which is dangerous and inefficient. It literally just came, and I watched it go into Murphy. And all I was doing was just sitting there with my hands on her, asking if there was energy to come. Well, I immediately saw her react to that. She just stretched and just relaxed, and she just grunted in sheer pleasure. It was like she was being massaged by energy. And I was like astounded. And so over the years, I've started working with this energy. And I was like not really knowing what to do with it, because I didn't really want to call myself an energy healer. But the reason I'm bringing it up today, and that we will be talking more about this in upcoming webinars and even Facebook Live, is that energy is different now. And if you really want an intuitive partner to develop to be your best self at home and at work, that you feel this contentment, that you feel this creativity bursting out of you, that you feel more patient with yourself and your coworkers, that you see solutions to the many troubles that we have in the world today, and you can each build your contribution, and all of us, our contributions are small, but added up, they're everything, right? Because we create community in that way. But this energy is different. It's the ancient DNA of the universe that has changed for our time. That's how my spiritual team described it to me. And they said, when you and your family are healed, then you get to take it out in the world. And they didn't say you didn't, you get to. You said, you will take it out into the world. And I'm like, great, I'm not even an energy healer. I kept trying to give it away. And it kept coming back, right? Because other energy healers didn't understand it, and I think they thought I was kind of weird. But here, this energy is sentient, and it's the ultimate partner in your work. And all you have to do is ask for this ancient DNA of the universe to come and work with you, and everything will change. Mind, body, and spirit is really tightly connected with this ancient sentient energy. With no name given to me, I started calling it alchemical energy, because alchemy is really change. It's translation. It's the change from one thing to another. Now, the ancients, you know, gave alchemy a bad name because they said, well, we're going to change lead into gold or whatever the heck they thought they were doing. But in fact, we're changing from one thing to another every time we undergo an alchemical process. And alchemical energy is simply allowing us to change into being the best that we can be, to clearing out our blocks and to moving forward. But energy that is sentient, that can actually have a conversation with you, that can interact with you, that can give you some guidance and some input, not to take over your decision making, but to complement it. And that's what your intuitive partners are here for, to complement the work that you do, to add to it, to help you continue to grow. And trust me, the world needs you to be the best that you can be. The world needs you to keep going out there and keep doing things. And the world needs you to go ahead and make mistakes. Because every time you make a mistake, you learn and you continue to grow from that. And the world grows along with you. So you're not alone. You're there. Your intuitive partners are there. You can start with crystals. You can start with your animal totems, your pendulums, necklaces, salt lamps, bunches of lavender. Every year, you know, I feel like I buy out our organic lavender farm here in the West Coast. Of course, I don't, but I'd like to. tons of lavender in every single room. Things that remind me of keeping the energy clear, keeping my focus on adding to the work of the world, of being the best that we can be, intuitively healing and contributing to the world in partnership with all life out there. And our partners are simply those pieces of the world and the universe that are teaming up with us specifically to create something together. So my desk is helping me create the things that I send out into the world, and it's having fun doing it, and I'm doing my best to have it have a healthy life by keeping it clear and thanking it every day for being here with me. So after the break, I'm going to talk quickly about a few questions that I've received by email, and then we'll wrap it up for today. We'll be right back.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com, brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we have been talking about being our own superstars, connecting with our intuitive partners, and I have a couple of email questions that people have asked. A couple of these came from my weekly Facebook Live broadcast that I do at 11 on Tuesday mornings at the Om Times Institute page. But one of the questions was, I'm interested if you can discuss a higher aspect above intuition, the absolute knowing that comes from the layers of painful awakening of our soul that can leave us on a solitary path in search of those of the same higher consciousness. Okay, so this was really a thought-provoking question. I had to kind of peel back the layers to see if I even understood the question. And is there a higher aspect above intuition and the absolute knowing that comes from the layers of painful awakening of our soul? So what this wonderful person was asking is, what else is there? You know, we use our intuition daily in our practical daily lives, but it is also part, as I've tried to explore briefly with you today, it is part of our higher and greater purpose to be connected with all life on that basis of being equal with all life. This is a mindset that was taught to me by non-humans. So I know that, you know, it applies to everything. But in the intuitive partnership that you create with other beings, whether they're crystals or your desk or your computer, whatever it is, as part of this awareness, this growth of what this person referred to as a higher aspect above intuition. That's healing, that's soul growth, that's completion of your soul purpose. And of course, we never fully complete that because we grow on and on through each different lifetime. But where do you find people like that? Well, you go out, in a very practical sense, there are meetups out there, and you go and you explore and you find out, are these people here interested in growing their intuitive, their healing abilities, their energy healing, you know, ideas, their really to have a conversation about what consciousness is, how we make a contribution to the world, how we deal in a difficult world where people are seem to be always fighting, how do we get past that? How do we grow our souls to that higher consciousness? Well, you work at where you live at it. You find people who are experimenting and growing with you, but you make sure that they're also balanced and supportive. You know, I've had people say, well, I don't believe what you say. And I think that's great, right? Tell me why you don't believe it. Tell me what you do believe. Tell me what you're learning and growing and experiencing in the world. Because I tell you, there is so much happening out there in the world. There is so much that we have just cut ourselves off from centuries. So much out there that no one person has all the answers. Not even a million people have all the answers. But what you need to do is to find people who will go, huh, that's really interesting. I've experienced this. What do you think about that? And together we find answers together. And those answers, they are intuition. They are what we feel in our bodies. They are healing. They are this energy connecting with the sentient energy. They are growing and evolving souls and bodies. And that's that, to me, is the higher aspect above intuition. Absolute knowing is an intuitive ability, but we have to be careful because, you know, we are in human bodies. We are knowing as much as we can, and becoming aware of what our soul is yearning for gives us more clues as to how to continue to grow. The growth will never be over. I mean, because then you're going to die, and then you're going to find out that you still have a whole lot more to learn and grow, right? So hang on to that. And it's not a solitary path. You have your intuitive partners and you have other humans around you who are interested in growing, just like you are, interested in discussing it intellectually, experiencing it emotionally and spiritually, that mind-body connection that is so important to us. So I hope, Regina, that answered your question. Melissa had a question. What if we don't know how to interpret or see the signs in terms of the intuition giving us signs? She says, I'm having a hard time knowing what the right thing to do is. Well, that's a question that we always have, right? What's the right thing to do, right? And I'm sitting here thinking of all the choices that I've made in my life, and sometimes they've been mistakes and sometimes they haven't been, and what is the right thing to do? Well, you use your intuition to help you make decisions, but your intuition is not the only thing, and I have talked about this in the past, the process of discernment. What are the facts of the situation you're looking at? What is common sense? What does common knowledge tell you about that situation or thing? What is your experience or the experience of other people? What are your emotions about that? And then what does your intuition tell you? So you don't just do one thing. It isn't just your intuition. You look at all of those different things and you realize that intuition isn't just something that, you know, comes with unicorns and rainbows and whatever. Intuition is always out there. It's always giving you answers to questions. The problem is you need to write the right question. You need to ask the right question. Intuition isn't linear. It isn't empirical. It doesn't go from A to B to C. It's a way of getting and interpreting information, and you have to design a really clear, careful question to get the information that gives you the answer for that day. So if you're having a hard time knowing what the right thing to do, back up, practice a process of discernment. And then your intuition is lightning quick. The answer is right there in front of you. Just need to quit pushing at it and relax, open your arms, and let it come, because it's right there. It's ready for you to grab. We'll be talking about this more at upcoming episodes. We need to summarize and get ready to close up here for the day. So I want to give you a heads up on a couple of things coming up here. One is that we are coming up on the holiday season, and next week on our radio show, we're going to be talking about claiming a new world for the new year, what that looks like. Are we going to be way followers or way showers? And what does that mean in our lives? So I invite you to email me with your questions on that. Let me know what you think, what you're curious about. I'm also pre-recording the shows for December 25th and January 1st. And those shows will air on those days or holidays. December 25th, family gatherings, peace, love, and let be. So we're talking about how to be with our families. But it's also, well, Christmas was my dog Alki's birthday. So it's a sacred day for me in my family as being his birthday. And he's been gone now for 3 years. And so I'm going to share some really cool readings. One of my favorite things, a recording that my grandmother, who's an opera singer, made of the Ave Maria, and my crystal sponsor will be there to talk about crystals that you can use to give yourself a boost in the new year. So that's December 25th. And on January 1st, interesting, because I was going to take that day off anyway. It's my birthday. Weird to be born on the first day of the year. What is functional medicine and how can it help us be our best? It's just ironic that that came together, because a functional medicine doctor is a person who saved my life when I was really close to the end. And she's going to be my special guest on that day to talk about what functional medicine is, how it can apply to our lives, what mind, body, and spirit have to do with functional medicine. So tune in for that. And we get enough questions, I can bring her back at some point. She's a very busy doctor. And join me Tuesday, December 19th for our Exploring Our Intuitive Partners. We're going to have a lot of fun back and forth on this. tapping our intuitive and healing abilities, working with our intuitive partners, finding out how they are. And my crystal expert, Kim Valines of Earth, Light, Rocks, and Gems, will join us with crystals that can boost our intuitive and healing abilities. And in the new year, a multi-part series I'm offering on intuitive development and managing our energy boundaries. So thank you for joining us today. And let's close us out here. Close down those crown chakras. Get you ready to go back out into the world today. With a healing from the goddess. But before we do that, I just want to remind you that you can contact me for any of my services at my website at robinfritz.com. I offer personal and business intuition, and a lot of people buy those in an hour increments and then use them up 15 minutes at a time for different subjects. So you can do that. Personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, and space clearing. On the spiritual side, past life and between life regression, both intuitively, shamanically, and through hypnotherapy, which is awesome. Spiritual awakenings and soul awakenings through the end of the year. I'm offering a $45 discount on hour-long sessions. So put your hands on your heart. Breathe into your heart, into your hands, and then breathe into the palms of your hands. Imagine that as sacred healing energy, and put those palms back on your heart, grounding you back into your body for today. And if you'd like my services, email me at robin@robinfritz.com. Also, any questions you'd like me to address or any comments that you have. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.